Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The economists we interview on this program each month have been pretty much reporting the same story for several years now. Same old, slow but steady growth, etc. But this lackluster economic environment must really be wearying to our next guest, whose latest published prognosis includes terms like sleepwalking and zombie-like. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be talking with you, Mike.
So, I was reading your Economic Situation Report you just released, sleepwalking, zombie-like. Is it that dire?
Well, that sleepwalker is not awake yet, I'm afraid, Mike. I think the sleepwalking economy did stumble a little bit recently in the positive direction when we got data on second quarter GDP growth. The revised data gave us a 3.0 number. And when I speak of sleepwalking, I'm talking about an economy that has been moving along at about 2% real GDP growth since 2008. But we did get a sniff of something better. But I'm sorry to say that when you fold that into several quarters, it again averages out to a little better than 2. So I think this is what we've got, and this is what we're going to have for a while.
And is that filtered right into South Carolina as well?
That's a fun question, because I've got a happy answer. We hit numbers like 3.5, 4. About a year ago, we stumbled and hit 4.5, 5 real GDP growth. And so South Carolina has a much healthier economy than does the nation. But of course, we're linked to that national economy, and it does affect us.
Digging down a little deeper into our situation here, what are the bright spots and the challenging areas?
The bright spots are we have a high population growth in South Carolina, particularly among people who are in, say, the 19 to 39-year-old category, which is a very important group for future growth. South Carolina appears to be very attractive to that age group. They're coming primarily to urban areas in the state, so we've got good, healthy growth in the Charleston area, the central Midlands, and in the upstate. We have also good, healthy record on manufacturing employment. And that's sort of South Carolina's relative strength as compared to the nation. But I think, Mike, the thing that really distinguishes us is our international sector, our linkage to the rest of the world, key industries, key exporters.
And you didn't really mention any challenges. Could it be that I'll segue into a possible one with the global trade policies coming out of Washington, renegotiating NAFTA? Are there any worries there?
Definitely there are, but I would say there are two challenges. The one you just mentioned, I'll come back to that in a minute. But the larger challenge, I would say, really the more immediate challenge, has to do with providing manpower for a burgeoning economy that is hungry for talent, people who are qualified, eager, and ready to take the jobs that are opening up. That's the number one concern that I hear expressed wherever I go, Mike, in our state. I cannot find qualified entry-level workers, or I cannot find qualified intermediate management-level workers. You fill in the blank. That's the big challenge. But the cloud that is out there, which you mentioned, our president and a number of his colleagues have spoken negatively many times about the trade picture. They tend to kick China, to kick Germany, to kick Mexico, to pick fights with Canada. China is the top destination for South Carolina products. Germany is second. Canada is third. Mexico is fourth. When talking about renegotiating NAFTA or getting angry with countries that don't seem to be buying as much from us as the president and others think they should, and then perhaps threatening a trade war or something along those lines, then that could put rain on our picnic.
Well, Bruce, as always, thank you so much for your time and the update.
Great talk. talking with you, Mike.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report, a link to which we will have at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.